Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello, Packer fans. Happy Sunday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. We are mere hours away from the start of free agency and the legal tampering period. In the next couple days, we are going to get a lot of news. It's going to come fast and furious, whether that includes the Green Bay Packers. Your guess is as good as mine. Are they a day one free agent type, day two, day three? When do we get that information? But it should be a very, very exciting week. Today's going to be a little bit of a calm before the storm. I'm going to be totally honest with you ahead of time. Like yesterday, I'm recording this early in the morning on Friday. And so I don't know the future at this point still. Something may have happened on Friday or Saturday that has led to things completely changing. I do not know that, but I wanted to take a look today at something pretty simple. I think, and this is going to be a long-standing joke for some of you, I think today is going to be a shorter episode. So buckle in for about 45 to 50 minutes, but I think it's going to be a shorter episode, kind of the calm before the storm of the start of free agency. I just wanted one last look at what, you know, we all the time when we talk about draft, we talk about what Green Bay sort of targets, what we've seen in the Brian Gutekunst and even the Ted Thompson eras of what type of draft picks they go after, the premium athletes, the premium position players, young players, usually from high-end colleges and Power Five conferences, those sort of things. That's what Green Bay usually goes for. We've gone through it so many times. We'll go through it again this draft season. But what we haven't really done is looked at it from a free agency standpoint. And Goody has enough of a sample size now to kind of look at when he signs a big-time free agent, what is he looking for? And there's really only a couple things here. Of course, it's usually an area of need that kind of goes without saying, but there are seven players that Goody has signed to deals that are $7 million per year or higher in his tenure in Green Bay. I think we would all argue that these have been his seven biggest free agent signings. Those free agent signings, Jimmy Graham, 3 years, $30 million, $10 million guaranteed. Billy Turner, 4 years, $28 million, $9 million guaranteed. Josh Jacobs, 4 years, $48 million. Preston Smith, 4 years, $52 million. Adrian Amos, 4 years, $36 million. Za'Darius Smith, 4 years, $66 million. And Xavier McKinney, 4 years, $67 million. One thing that stands out right away is that he's usually a four-year deal guy. Jimmy Graham got three. And I know some people pointed out when I posted this on social media of like, they didn't think that Goody even wanted Jimmy Graham, that it was sort of to appease Aaron Rodgers in that situation. I have not heard that one. That might be some level of truth to that, but I haven't heard that. But maybe that was why he was a little bit of the older one and why they went with a little bit of a less a contract. But Billy Turner, 4 years, Jacobs, 4 years, Preston, 4 years, Amos, 4 years, Za'Darius, 4 years, McKinney, 4 years. That's one sort of interesting aspect of this. But there were really two things that you were able to narrow down with what Green Bay ultimately did. In all of their free agent signings, except for Jimmy Graham, the free agent was 27 or under. And Billy Turner was the only one that was 27. Xavier McKinney was 25 on the day of signing. Adrian Amos was 25. Za'Darius was 26. Preston was 26. Jacobs was 26. Turner was 27. And Jimmy Graham was 31. So 26 and under is pretty much sort of your target range there. Maybe 27 if they just turned 27 and are, you know, getting at a position of need, you like the contract and those sort of things. But 27 or under for the most part, and again, 26 or under, probably their preference there. And then I did look at relative athletic score as well. This is a little bit different, and I want to get into that as well. But Preston Smith was a 9.8 relative athletic score. Now remember, these don't mean as much when they, because they're not that same athletic testing anymore, right? 4 years after the fact, if they redid the testing at the combine, I can guarantee you 4 years later, Preston wasn't going to test as a 9.8 relative athletic score player, but it does still show you the general athleticism of the player, right? 9.8 for Preston Smith, 9.64 for Jimmy Graham, 8.63 for Adrian Amos, 7.16 for Billy Turner, 5.82 for Xavier McKinney, 5.65 for Josh Jacobs, and then 3.73 for Za'Darius Smith. So all but Za'Darius 5 or over relative athletic score. Za'Darius a little bit of an outlier there. So if you kind of put those two things together, you can kind of start to see a little bit of a trend in what they would probably prefer in their free agents. 27 or under in age, and probably a relative athletic score of at least 5.0 or better, which we've talked about before. 5.0 or better is like where that kind of cutoff line is. You start getting below 5.0 and your odds of being a all-pro, pro bowler, those sort of things go down pretty exponentially. And if it's 5 or higher, you still have all of that. You have enough athletic ability, or it, you know, to still compete at the highest of levels. That's what you're kind of looking at. So it makes sense. 5 or 0 on the relative athletic score, and then 27 or under, still kind of in the prime of your career. I would be willing to venture that most teams would probably like younger, more athletic players when they're going out big game hunting in free agency. That's probably not anything earth-shattering or groundbreaking. One thing you might be, as we kind of just take a quick interlude here, one thing you might be interested in or maybe thinking to yourself as we're going through this is, if Goody finds these players like Billy Turner, David McKinney, Josh Jacobs that are more in the 5 to 7 relative athletic score range, you know, Davante Adams, I think, was a little bit closer to that 7-ish range. Like, if there's these players that are really great and he's willing to sign them in free agency, why isn't he willing to flex a little bit when it comes to the draft? Couple things here. Number one is, when you are a prospect in the draft, you are, again, trying to get that algorithm as close as you can to getting the peak conditions to find a premium player, right? And they would generally show you the higher end athletes with, again, you still have to scout them. You still have to figure out which ones are the right ones, but it's going to get you closer to that target. You are scouting a college player coming out of the draft to try to figure out what they're going to be in the NFL. That is a different process than a player that has already established themselves for 4 or more years in the NFL and are now a free agent. There's no real guesswork that goes into it anymore, right? You're not guessing what that projection is going to look like. You have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years of tape on that player and you can see it. You've probably watched them live in NFL games. Like, you don't need to project what they're going to be. There might still be some projection, right? Like we talked about Deo Dangubo, who is, you know, out there and is a little bit of projection left to him. But for the most part, you've seen the tape. You know what they are. You're less concerned about relative athletic scores and what their overall athletic. You just care what the tape looks like at the NFL level. And you've got plenty of examples of that. But I do still think in general, you probably want those higher end athletes. So if we kind of narrow that down, all right, just to take a look at it, if nothing else, just for fun, right? Who are the free agents in this class at areas of need? So offensive line, defensive line, corner, and wide receiver, right? Those 4. Free agents 27 or under, probably 26 or under, with a relative athletic score of at least 5.0. Sure, Goody would probably like it to be in those ranges, right? Here are the players, the free agents on the top 100 lists that meet that criteria. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Sorry, I forgot to finish up my other point. Before I get to my 13, spoiler alert, there's 13. The other thing I was going to say is, I actually, for those of you who are thinking like, maybe he needs to be a little bit more lax with the RAS scores and the, you know, scouting and things like that, because he sees that these top free agents, not all of them are in the 9s and the 8s. A lot of them are in the 7s, the 6s, or the 5s. Yeah, I kind of agree. I think it's a good process, and we've talked about this, so I'm not going to spend any time at length here to narrow that funnel down. But I think you don't necessarily need to go 98th, 97th, 96th, 95th, 92nd percentile athletes every single time. And I know Goody's not, and I know he'll make exceptions, and I know he's kind of looking at, you know, great athletes, plus he's looking at the scouting stuff. But I do think, instead of saying like, hey, let's get as many 80th and 90th percentile athletes as we can get, let's just make sure that they are at least 50th percentile athletes and then scout the rest off of that. If you want to nuke the 49 and under, I'm fine with that. Like, more often than not, that is very good process. But as long as they're 5.0 or higher, and I get, if you have 2 players that you like equally and one's a 5.3, you know, athleticism and the other is 9.8, yeah, go with the 9.8 guy. But as long as they're 5 or over, I do think it should be a little bit more of like, I would like to see Goody more take more chances in the 7, 8, 6, you know, sort of RAS ranges, not just in the 9s and the 8s constantly. I'll just put it that way. So if you're thinking it, I'm kind of thinking it too. I like the process overall. I think it's good, but I think they can be a little bit more lax with as long as it's over a five. And again, they're not using relative athletic score directly, but it is something that the overall athleticism they're looking at. And I think they could probably just bring that meter down a smidge to, like, instead of just looking for 90th percentile athletes and better, let's look like 60th, maybe. Maybe 60th is a good cutoff there, maybe 50th. Because guess what? Again, Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney wouldn't have made it. If that cutoff was at 60th, they would not have been players that Green Bay would have drafted. And guess what? They turned out pretty darn good. So maybe lower that to like the 50th. Like, if you get there, you have a much better, you know, sort of sample size to kind of narrow things down by. But I digress. Let's get to those 13 free agents that are 5.0 or higher and are 27 or younger. And we'll go through the ages as well of each of these. Hey friends, all football season, we talk about all the amazing options that Prize Picks has available and the multiple different stat categories and promotions that are there for you to take advantage of. But it's worth noting that Prize Picks has you set for all of your favorite sports, not just football, and it is a great time of year to get invested in college basketball, soccer, pro hoops, and much, much more. And while there's never a bad time to sign up, right now you can download the app and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. So who are you taking for Prize Picks this week? For me, I'm going with Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball to put on a show on Wednesday night, Evan Mobley to dominate on Friday, and David Pastrnak to have a massive game for Boston on Thursday. No matter what season it is, just make sure that you don't forget to download the Prize Picks app and use code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So what are you waiting for? Prize Picks, run your game. Number one is one of the ones that I did in my ultimate free agent signings or ultimate offseason for Green Bay, Milton Williams. 9.96 relative athletic score, just turned 26, or is just turning 26, one of the two. It's in March, I believe. Young, super talented. You've seen the upside already in the NFL. Hits what Green Bay is looking for. Could easily be on Green Bay's radar here. Byron Murphy, the corner from Minnesota. 6.41 relative athletic score, just turned 27 years old. So technically 27, but they signed Billy Turner at 27. And I mean, he just turned 27 years old. I think Byron Murphy is somebody that is on that list. Drew Dolman, the center that we talked about from the Falcons, 9.92 relative athletic score, 26 years old. I don't think Green Bay is going to have the appetite to spend $18 million on a center or whatever he ends up going for, but he is in that category. Will Freeze, the guard, 9.15 relative athletic score, 26 years old. Do I see Green Bay giving a big contract to a guard in free agency? I don't, but he is in that category as well. Tevin Jenkins, same thing from the Bears. Can't stay healthy, but 9.74 relative athletic score, just turned 27 years old. Asante Samuel, I've talked about, I don't think Asante Samuel is going to be particularly their type, but 7.47 relative athletic score and only 25 years old. If they are willing to take a little bit of a step back on the tackling and the size, he fits some of the other stuff. I don't think the tackling and size is going to be what they want, though. Baron Browning, the defensive end, 9.98 relative athletic score, 26 years old. They had the opportunity to trade for him last year. They didn't. I don't think he's going to be a high priority. I think he's more of a rotational piece, not a top-end piece, but he looks looks the part of a Green Bay Packer, high-end athleticism, and again, 26 years old. Levi Nwuzurike, somebody I've talked about, I like, 8.73 relative athletic score and just turned 27 years old. Mekhi Becton, the guard from the Eagles, who was a former top pick in the draft of the Jets, resurrected his career, revitalized his career in Philly this past year. 9.85 relative athletic score, 25 years old. Very interesting one there. Again, I don't see Green Bay spending a big chunk on a guard, but he is an interesting option. Azeez Ojulari, 8.18 relative athletic score, 24 years old. Only 24 years old. Could be another one. Again, rotational piece has not worked out in New York. Maybe they just go back to New York and say, you know what? New York doesn't know what they're doing. We can bring in these guys and we can make them much better. Maybe that's the case. Maybe they go with Ojulari. I don't think so. But again, 8.18 and 24 years old. Chauncey Golston, defensive end for the Cowboys, 7.60 relative athletic score and just turned 27 years old. Jedrick Wills, the offensive lineman for the Browns, 8.43 relative athletic score, 25 years old. And Paulson Adebo, 9.55 relative athletic score, 25 years old. A couple of noteworthy items here. No wide receivers on that list. There were no receivers in the top 100 that were under the age of 28, 27 or younger, and had a relative athletic score over 5. Pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable. At least ones that, again, would make any sort of sense for Green Bay. I'll just put it that way. The wide receivers, there weren't really any out there. Corners, there were a few, right? The Byron Murphys and the Paulson Adebos, guys that we've talked about as maybe top options for Green Bay on that list. You know, pass rushers, you know, Milton Williams would be one that would certainly come to mind very quickly there. But a lot of the other ones, like we've talked about, are a little bit on the older side. Josh Sweat's 28, and, Khalil Mack, is 34. Like, you get into the older age group a little bit when you go further. So there are 4 players there that I think make sense. Before I get to those 4 players, Dayo Odegbo is 25 or in that range, 27 or under. What would he say he was the other day? 25, right? He is 25 years old, right? Turns 26 in September. So he would be on that 27 or under. He did not test because of his injury, you know, going into the combine. So he did not get to do the testing, but he could be somebody that's on there as well. And then the other one is Chase Young, who also didn't test ahead of the combine. So those two, you would think, hit all the athletic thresholds of being 5 or higher relative. They're probably both 9-point plus relative athletic score guys and in that age range. So you could kind of add those to the list as well. The players that I think overall make sense here, Milton Williams, like we've talked about, Byron Murphy, Paulson Adebo, Dayo Odegbo, and Chase Young. Those are the ones that I think continue to make a lot of sense. Maybe Levi Nwuzurike as well. But if you're looking for that 27 or under and high-level athleticism, Milton Williams, Byron Murphy, Paulson Adebo, Dayo Odegbo, maybe a Chase Young, maybe a Levi Nwuzurike, I would narrow it down a little bit closer to that list. Whether or not Green Bay ends up with one of those players, we're going to have to wait and see. But I think that is a good list to kind of narrow it down on based on what we have seen Goody attack in free agency previously. We'll see. Should be fun. Like I said, today's a little bit of a simpler episode. Nice and easy breezy. Nothing too long today. Should get you a nice Sunday. And tomorrow. Tomorrow is the start of legal tampering period. And I cannot wait. The last thing I will add here as I was going through this, who do you think was the next biggest free agent signing of the Gutekunst era? Those were the 7, right? Xavier McKinney, Adrian Amos, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Josh Jacobs, Billy Turner, Jimmy Graham. Who is the next, monetarily, the next biggest free agent signing? You can pause it if you need to. All right, that's enough time. Christian Kirksey, $6.5 million per year on a 2-year deal coming off of a release from Houston. That surprised me. I would not have expected him to be that next player up, but he was. So here we are. That was one of the more interesting things that I came out of this exercise and doing a little bit of research on it. That's going to do it for me today, everyone. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me. I'll be right back here tomorrow. We'll do, a preview of free agency in a unique way. I cannot wait for it. It's going to be a ton of fun. Make sure to, follow, like, subscribe if you have not already. Check out those Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube memberships. Shout out to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members, Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donald Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Alex Wong, Arnoldo Espinoza, Peter Ataka, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Guestford, Step Keith, Dylan Pat Scott, Bobby Santoro, SoCal Pack, Chris Rager, Izzy Roberts, Ian Ewing, Razul Douglas-Time, and Jake Kohner. I'll see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.